Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Oh, basabelela bepholi le lebogang khapola o fitshala o qoli mwango bathi thank you Lord. Siyabonga baba ukuthi usithwalile kwaze kwala. Siyabonga nangemfundiso ezinobuhlakani esithwelelwa ngabafundisi. Siyabonga ama testimonies ukuthi abantu bayawashare. Kulo msakazo ohamba phambili ngendaba zokholo nangomculo okholo. Kwamanje ke sizoyivala ingxoxo yethu njengoba ke sifundile kule nyanga yonke kaNovemba ukuthi iyini i-sexual addiction nanokuthi ke ungasizakala kanjani. So today siyayivala Doc Dumela.
Dumela.
Okay.
Kitolika ngwanis.
Kiteng. Hey, ngiyaxolisa ngiyazi ukuthi lapha ekhaya bathi remi rinyako butsa di question, ri batho comment and then bahlaso kenye doctor ayi bazalani. Sekafikile. Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu ngesikhathi.
By it was yes. Lovely. The couple that was here, their story is really very beautiful.
Inspiring.
Yeah, it's very inspiring.
Yeah. So, hey, dokotela ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya bese siyaqhubeka nathi ke.
Eish, ke le dumedisa ba mamedi ko magaeng ka lebitso la Kriste Jesu e leng mopholosi wa ka. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We are wrapping up today.
Yes.
Ya kane last week ne rileng ne rile re tla thoma ka go e
last week I said that you know a sexual addiction, it has other spin-offs other than that are not only related to the sexual addict.
Yeah.
But in this journey, because we are speaking of possibly somebody who is sexually addicted, who is within the bounds of marriage, because we had said at one point, somebody would say, I'm married to this person, but they are hardly ever there.
Mm.
And I said, Mowena Kare, I think it will also only be fair to address the issue of co-addiction.
Mm.
Just briefly.
Okay.
You know, because when we speak of a co-addict, we are speaking about somebody who, it will say it's a significant other in the lives,
mm-hmm.
in the life of the sexual addict.
Mm-hmm.
And we find, Hore, you know, they too, because of them growing and living with this person, you know, they end up also having some behaviors that, you know, that are pathological, if I may say so, you know. And sometimes you are not even aware of it. And this is mainly, and as I say this, I want maybe all those maybe women who are married to some, and maybe the men as well who are married, because as I always say, we sexual addiction doesn't only affect men, or not only, or men are not the only perpetrators. Women, there are women as well who are sexually mm-hmm. addicted.
Yes.
So you find where maybe nangu baba ushate know this woman and umama nguye who is a sexual addict.
Mm.
And the same can apply as well with abo baba. And this mainly comes from, you know, the inability to restore the relationship. So you have this person who is living with sexual addiction and you are there, but you are unable to do anything, you know, to save the relationship. This person is there, but he is not there. So unlike if mhlambe umuntu ushonile and then you go through the process of grief, and the grief has got some form of a resolution. You know, we grieve. At one point, we say, you know what, Lord, help me to let go. Unfortunately, with the co-addict, there is no end. Because lo muntu usaphila, ukhona. So
yes.
You can't say he is dead.
Yeah.
Because he is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you are still in a marriage relationship with them, if you are married to mm-hmm. one, you know, it's something that you have to deal with on a daily basis.
Yes.
So just try to think of it, Hore. You know, you are in this relationship with this person. This is who they are. You are trying to save the relationship, and the relationship, it never gets really saved.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, because we are human beings, you know, you start developing, sometimes it starts as a coping mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a coping mechanism. But others, unfortunately, they also start even having a self-destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know when somebody starts even doing things that are not necessarily, that do not necessarily agree with their value system. And one of the things that is very, very, one of the other factors which are normally very, very clear that somebody will present with is denial. And as soon as you deny that my husband has got a problem,
mm.
obviously you will need to start covering for him. And, you know, when we see this, especially a lot in, and I'm sorry to say, but especially in our churches, then you'll find people who will really protect the perpetrator or protect the one who is sexually addicted. We protect them. You know, and we'll say, no, it's not true. But I'm sugela ubaba. Hey, you know, lababantu, bani jealousy. Hey, this and this. I'm a demona, you know.
Mm.
And we deny it. But at one point as well, you know, we start rationalizing it as well. I can say, you know, I get easy. Kona le matimona. You know, this person, there is this and this that is happening. He's a powerful man of God. So as a result, you know, all those things. But you'll find Hore, the partner actually is coming up with all these reasons, you know, to try to cover, you know, for the sin. And I think you said it just before you said it, and we have been saying it from week one. You know, to say we must remember that sexual addiction, because in most instances, it doesn't present like other addictions. If I'm addicted to buying, it's easy for you to trace. You know, you will see all those unopened packages.
Yes.
You will start seeing maybe the receipts and what. But with this one, literally a person can live with it and nobody really sees that they're actually having this problem.
Mm.
But when it comes out, and now I start having excuses, I start, denying that the problem actually exists.
Mm.
I actually become mutusi.
Mm-hmm.
I help in this thing.
Mm.
And then, you know, especially women, then you will start blaming yourself to say, hey, this person is probably doing this because of me. I'm not good enough. Because remember what I said. Belief system is also very important.
Yeah.
So if I come from, or if I do not have that confidence, if I do not know who I am, I start blaming myself.
Yeah.
He is doing this maybe because I don't satisfy him. I am forever busy. I am not here and. But that is what, because remember I said it's a cycle. So I move from that, then I start being preoccupied.
Mm.
Because now your life centers around this person.
Yeah.
You start getting worried. What is he doing? You know, somebody's forever checking somebody's phone. What is he watching on the phone? Where is he going? You know, I've heard that people can even put a tracker on your phone, on your car. You know, abo mama langa panje.
Yeah.
Umuntu afake i-tracker, umuntu angazi ukuthi imoto yakhe ine-tracker, ukwenzela ukuthi abone ukuthi ukuphi ngesikhathi bani. So imagine then after that, if you, then you are unable to control this behavior, it means your own life is going to be unmanageable.
Yeah.
So uthola ukuthi manje izinto your own life it can't move forward because you are forever
preoccupied
yeah, with trying to control the behavior of this person, looking at yourself, trying to think maybe there is something that I can do right. And at the same time, you must try to hide the fact that, you know, Umyenuam, he's involved in this thing. If mhlambe utholile pornography somewhere, we are ifihla ukuthi abantwana bangayiboni, abantu bangayazi ukuthi Umyenuam, this is what he is doing. How is he going to get help? He's not going to get help. But unfortunately, you also become what we say a co-addict, because now your life as well, it centers around this person. And uthola ukuthi at the end, others, then they decide, okay, instead of me confronting this person, I'll rather also do my own things and where does life take you to?
Yeah.
You know, your own life become destroyed because of the addiction of the other. And I just felt I should raise this because there are a lot of women who find themselves in that and perpetually blame themselves and perpetually try to find solution for the other and yet at the same time doing it wrongly. So if you find yourself being married to one and having a significant other in your life that is struggling with sexual addiction, by trying to protect him, you are actually, or her, you are actually doing them a disfavor. You are aiding, you know, utusa khore this thing should go forward.
Yeah.
Because they know that, look, motho o utlo protector, you know, at all costs, you know. And unfortunately, when you are trying to protect the other, your own life,
yeah,
it no longer moves forward. And I just wanted to bring this to say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
In the image of God.
Yeah.
Somebody else's sin is not yours.
Mm.
So do not take the blame for it.
Mm.
But if you find yourself for now, your life, it's consumed by this, it's probably time for you also to find help.
Help.
Yeah. You know, most people who will help, who will provide services for addicts, they'll also find, they will, in most instances, you know, they will help the co-addict as well to find meaning and also to identify what makes them so vulnerable.
Yeah.
To that as well, and how they can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because for as long as this person is in it, chances are that you are also going to remain in it.
Yeah. And babang, because maybe a little couple, like maybe this person who addicted more pornography, because maybe this wife, as you said, or sometimes you try to help, but in a wrong way. And then maybe I feel a little are. Let's watch together.
Thank you.
Because we are a husband and wife. And then maybe hui rayalo or maybe because I'm here, maybe utla focus amona and then abasa libella maybe the pornography.
Spot on.
Yes.
Spot on. I think you remember the message that we got, is it last week?
Mm-hmm.
Of the gentleman who said who mentioned the story of some government official. I can't remember. If you look at it, apparently the wife as well is now involved, you know. There was some, because it, you are trying so much to appease someone. But remember what you said, it's about that void. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Only God can feel that void.
Yeah.
You, true. As a human being, you can't. So you will try all these ways. You know, Sis Bahle, when I was doing my research many, many years ago, I focused on pastors, you know, because I'm a practical theologian.
Mm.
So I was trying to find solutions for pastoral carers, you know, that if should they come across this, how would they assist the congregations? And just to bring it out as well, to say there's this thing and it really exists. We cannot run away from it. And sadly, you know, as we are expected as well, you know, if you do research, you need to find consent and, you know. It's amazing how, you know, I will probably talk to you and say, hi, Manhlapho, I would love to conduct an interview and you agree. And then, then I send you, you know, the topic to say, this is my topic. I'm going to be asking you about the definition and your understanding of sexual addiction. How many people will drop me at that level? And guess who would drop me? Abu Mam. Abu Mam Fundis. And one time I got, there was one that I was supposed to talk to. And she said, I cannot participate in your study. Somehow I think she thought I knew what was happening in their life. And I did not. I was just talking to pastors, you know, in general. And I discovered that actually Umfundisi, he was so much addicted. So, like, painfully so. But because Ibandla labo liyaziwa, you know, it's a big congregation, very known. You know, it's people that are known. They chose not to divorce. And Umamfundisi chose not to do anything about it. And the solution to keep their marriage going was that Umamfundisi na uzozitholela umakhwapheni wakhe. So they'll have what now we want to believe. It's an open marriage. There's no such. God says what he has, the two that he has brought together, let no man, you know, put them aside. So there should never be a third person. That is what I'm saying. You know, when you start compromising on your own values, then you must know that you are in trouble. And it's time to seek help. It's either you move out or you seek help and the person also finds help. Because then, imagine, like, because two wrongs don't make a right. But that is the extent to which we will go, or the extent to which the co-addict will go. But it also shows you the destruction that sexual addiction can bring. And because of the shame. It's easy if my husband is addicted to alcohol to go to AA, because everybody knows about AA. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, you know, ubaba is struggling with utjwala. It's easier because we see a lot of them. But how many sexual addicts do we see? How many do we know out there? Probably very few. Very, very few that, that you know, we would say this person is sexually addicted. You know, they went through the process. They were assessed as such. And it's proven, because there will be assessments, you know, that are done to say this person indeed, you know, they are sexually addicted. Somebody who will say, indeed, I wouldn't want to say diagnosed, but I am living with sexual addiction.
Sure, yeah, bazalwane, njoba ke sithe sinikeze ithuba lokuthi ubuze ukomente. Asi lemzuzu esele le asithi u plus minus 15 minutes asiphe wena lapha ekhaya mhlawumbe nombuzo othanda mhlawumbe ukuthola iclarity kwezinye zezinto esikhulume ngazo ungashaya ucingo, ungathumela i voice note, ungathumela i text, ungathumela ne SMS ku 37871. Ungasebenzisa na Telegram 0826572729 okuyi number futhi leyo ye WhatsApp. Ungathumela ne voice note noma ukhulume nathi live on air. Unga remain anonymous, ayike inkinga lapho 0123341322. Usuku luka Dr. Lokugcina today, so that is why ngithi sebenzisa lesi sikhathi to ask questions. Or mhlambe une comment othanda ukusiza abanye ngayo, or ungomunye wabantu ukuthi bokuleso simo and God delivered you, asibasize nabanye ukuthi wenze kanjani, ufike kanjani kuleso simo. 20 before 5 0 o'clock. 012-334-1322.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Inspiring lives with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhamelwane ya yona.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
012-334-1322 uma ke uthanda ukukhuluma nathi noma ke ku uthanda ukusizakala mhlambe ubhekane naso lesisimo o nomngani obhekane naso lesisimo let us help sikanye ke no dokotela unga thumela i WhatsApp 0826572729 ya noma ke u SMS ku 37871 doc maybe sansane re metse di question ha lo di tla be di le teng if ha di teng it means ba yutlwile
taba e
and then setse ba ithomile jeni ya bona ba yenka this thing and then ba bona hore is serious bokanankang and le gore e ka o break up kanankang especially o le ngwana wa modimo and sometimes abanye baya kwazi ukuthi ke babuye babang bona go difficult gore babuwe and then in life ibe normal again but ngoba siyamthemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongakwazi ukuthi ke agrestore so today silana ngoba siyazi ukuthi akukho oku impossible
amen
kuNkulunkulu
amen
so let us help you let us journey with you and njoba ngishilo ngithi yebo angeke kubelula kodwa sizokwazi ukuthi ke sigcine reference yebo ngoba sihamba naye uNkulunkulu ongahlulwa yilutho 0123341322 WhatsApp 0826572729 mhlambe asi touch kancane uyakhumbula leyana siya sayishiya ihengele maybe in a minute nje uye wabuza ubhuti ukuthi spiritually and or uthe ucela sibhekele ukuthi spiritually
yeah I actually did
oh spiritually and deeper meaning yes
I actually did of touch sex. On it
oh
I
did. You did
I did I okay. said sexual relation it's God's gift to man
yeah
both for relationship and for procreation
mm-hmm.
and it is not only a physical act but it's also a spiritual act because the two become one.
Oh.
Yes.
So what it's true this thing ya gore you know how robala le ola o robala le ola o robala le ola o tsiya di spirit tsa bona tsotsohle. And then among sala bua taba ya gore sometimes o kre gore how ro wa lebella or maybe like maybe you are a kana ba ring ba ba ileng hore o ya go bona before le tlokena ko lenyalong ba ba bitsang
or the counselors
yes
marriage counselors
yes o gore hore ha du tse lona mo fatshe le bolela tla kere maybe setse le encounter some problems in the marriage ha rwa le bella a gona problem e ileng hore man e ka ira batho ba ba kgaogane ne and then maybe ebe like a kena deeper ya nong a lebella spiritually hore what is happening maybe a kra background ya me or akra background ya ntate ebe a fithlela gore maybe ntate ona nana le di sexual partners tengatangatangatangata le me ona, you know. So it's true, this thing ya gore sometimes le nyalo le ka fetswa ke gore, you know, gona di spirit tsengata mo di a lwesana.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, when I'll go back to when I was doing my study, because you know the beauty of studying is that you get to learn other things. I mean, that's basically what it is. You know, it's about uncovering knowledge at the end of the day. So I interviewed Memuruti. So I interviewed Memuruti. And because I would say, what do you think is the cause of sexual addiction? And she said, "Mona, prostitution." She said, "If you sleep with prostitute, then that will lead to sexual addiction." And I remember at that point, I was like, you know, I don't necessarily think so, but we will see, you know, because you must go there with an open mind. And I went back to check, you know, what literature is saying. And it showed there were even case studies of women who started as sexual workers, others maybe out of not out of their own will, but even when they had the opportunity to walk away, they could not. You know, they had become so addicted to the energy that comes with sleeping with others. So much that they could not break. It had become an addiction. And when you read the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 16, it says, "Do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her?"
Sure.
"For the two," he says, "shall become one flesh."
Yo.
"Flee from sexual immorality."
Mm-hmm.
So that is a transference of spirit.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, whether we want to believe it or not, you know, you will end up sleeping with somebody else who already is struggling with this. And spiritually, you find, you know, "I slept with that one person and now I can't stop. I just cannot stop." And you ask yourself, what happened? You know, I could control this, but all of a sudden it's like
the urge is just too much.
You know, and even sleeping with that person, it no longer satisfies you because the urge is just too much. Now you're moving from one partner to the other because it's just so spiritual. We cannot run away from it. It is very spiritual. The person that you sleep with, you become one with them. So part of you are carrying part of that person with you. And actually somebody, you know, when we were doing HIV AIDS education back in the days, you know, we'll say that every person that your partner has slept with and the people that they have slept with, you have actually slept with them. You remember? That's what you would say. So if your partner has slept with five people, you have slept with those five people. And the five people that slept with others, your partner has slept with them, and you too have slept with them.
It is so scary, though.
That's what I'm saying. We cannot run away from this. It is a reality. And because we do not talk about these things, our children at a very young age, they start experimenting with sex at a very, very early age.
Yeah.
You know? So the people that they sleep with, you don't know what they are exposed to. We don't know.
a rutlele voice note o Kalimambo
asibingelele nkosazana sibingelele nomfundisi wethu lapho uza nendaba yobuKristu ke lento leyiwona ubuKristu iyona le yokuthi umuntu ahlalela ahlale naloya ibanga namabhadi uyabona ibanga esinyama le umuntu nje abona abafundisi bageza ngamanzi lawayane bafuna ukukhipha lesinyama lesi ngoba asisasuki phela isinyama nomuntu wenza into ayenzi uyabona manje ke ilento le yokuzingcolisa imizimba sonyamile hey hayi uyibeka kahle umfundisi kanimama kwa
Kalimambo. Yeah. Well, hantse re bua so bile ka beka gopola this okay. Maureen, should I play this? No. Okay. So there's this story name. This lady, you know this thing ya hoba a trophy wife, you know? So this lady, she was a trophy wife, and then baba iba kena ko lenyalong, and then gwa ba le bana. So now this lady o na le ngwana wa, I think o mong o na le 2, o mong o na le 4, if I'm not mistaken. Now the guy, the husband, I think o na le this thing re buang ka yona, this disorder, because I don't go motho o leng sober mo minding wa hai. How can you o leng tate o late ngwana wa 2 years o batle go robala ngwana wa 2 years your own blood le ngwana wa 4 years. So this lady would discover these things because I think it happened hore busego a tsoge, but ka mkhobatsa na ba ithalosa ka thing when you are a trophy wife it seems like everything e yetsa galang. You know, but because you are a trophy wife and then okay in that marriage, it's because of material. I go to do them and then buy everything for when. And then meaning if buy everything for when. Chance wa mogele. If ntate o utlisa another girl, le robala ba botlhe molo, you must accept. Gore ntho engwe lengwe e etsagalang, you must accept.
You end up participating.
Yes. So now sale ka utla botlhoko, and then I've realized hopola last week re boletse ka taba ya ke a pedophile ne motho wa sangyalo
a pedophile is somebody that sleeps with small children.
So what are ntate o ke a pedophile?
Yeah.
So ke eng underlying issue ya hore motho ba feleletse a fitla mo like your own blood and then bana ba banyane nyane nyane ba banyane so
you know man is broken.
Mm.
Man is broken. That's one I think it's something that we need to acknowledge, and it's only Christ that is able, you know, to redeem us.
Mm.
And when you look at it, you know, from the addictive cycle or the you remember the WhatsApp, I think the 2 messages that you got.
Mm.
I think the other one said, of actually, bengihalela nezinja. You remember? Something
yes,
of that
yes,
nature.
Yeah.
Because the longer you stay, the deeper you go, you know, the more that you desire even more filth. You get me. And I think the message that we read in last week, where the guy said what brought him to his senses, it's when one of the people that was trying to help him said to him, if you do not stop, you're going to end up as a pedophile. You remember that? I think he said something
yes,
like that. Yeah.
Yes.
He said, if you don't stop, you're going to end up being a pedophile because you spiral out of control.
Mm.
You know, the longer you are in this thing, the deeper, you know, the desire.
Mm.
It's the same thing with porn. People will say, hey, it's just a soft porn. I don't know what is soft about it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's pornography.
Mm.
It's a soft porn. Before you know it, you know, they're no longer watching soft porn. I don't know if Hunali soft porn, Hunali hard porn.
Mm.
Now they are starting to watch things that...
It's abnormal.
And that is why we'll have child trafficking and children being trafficked, you know, as sex workers, as young as Boma 4 years.
Mm.
So that somebody can watch this child being raped by another and they get satisfaction out of that. What level of sickness is that? And I think the message and what we have been saying from the beginning is that there is hope.
Yeah.
There is hope.
Yeah.
You know, Christ, he doesn't throw us out.
Mm.
He doesn't give up on us. But we should have the desire, you know, to turn things around. We should make every effort to make sure that we receive help. And we stay on the straight and narrow. We trust God. We involve God in this journey. But as I said as well, because it's a sin that thrives in shame and in secrecy, you are not going to overcome it in secret. You have to expose it. You have to expose it.
And that's the difficult part.
And that's the difficult part. You have to acknowledge it. You have to expose it. Because then when it's exposed, it can no longer have a hold on you.
Yeah.
And even if it tries to ensnare you, you have others that will hold you accountable. But if you want to walk the journey secretly and say, you know, lento le inamahloni mina no mama endlini sizothandaza and sithembu uNkulunkulu umama uzogcina ke naye aba an enabler. You know, enabling this behavior because she will have to cover up for you. So literally, you are not only now destroying your own life. You'll be destroying the life of another that, you know, you claim to love. So is it really worth it to raise children in a family where both parents are actually addicted?
Mm. Yo, Doc, it's Kathy. We are running out of time. We are left with only a minute. So, in closing,
I will say, brethren, we, you know, there is no sin that God cannot forgive.
Mm-hmm.
There is no demon that is stronger than our God.
Yes.
And you know yourself. You know your struggles.
Mm.
Don't stay there. Seek help.
Amen.
Seek help. There is help available.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And really, you know, we are walk the journey. Mm-hmm. It is a journey.
Yep.
It's not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey. Acknowledge your brokenness and seek God.
And seek God. Amen. Sure. Maybe khona le ba bang ba reng eh nna ke batla go bua le mo ruti go thuko o tholagala kanjani mfundisi
on the email mamajoro sforsugar@gmail.com. That's mainly where I'm
Mama Joros ke one way
again. Yes,
okay.
mamajoros@gmail.com
@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And those who seek help, I'll also be able, if you send me an email, I'll be able to refer them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know there are people that God has put this burden in their hearts.
Yes.
And they have walked the journey with others.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not condemn you. They will not make you feel like you are the worst of sinners.
Yes.
But the compassion of Christ is in them. And they will make sure that you get to the other side.
Amen.
Amen.
Doc, siyak appreciator and siyabonga nangesikhathi sakho siphesona. I know ukuthi ubuza la akubanga lula kodwa ke ekugcineni wathi you know kiyayinka yeah what iskhat leso uzosibeka eceleni ukuze uzosifundisa ngalokho ekugcineni sikwazi ukuthi sibe delivered
amen
from this pelisitha les from le enemy le so thank you so much and uNkulunkulu asigcinele wena
ngiyabonga
sithi abantu mabaphole
amen
amen uyezo pastor Ray Legodi sekashayile o5 uzohlala nawe ukuze kushaye u7 asiphinde silangane next week Sunday ngibonge lapha yakumzwakhe Solomon ngibonge kumam Qhaugelo Mojela ngokuthi bangene ngibonge nalapha kubaba ubaba uBongani Mahlangu ngibonge nakuyo yonke family ka Radio Pulpit God bless you
from your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet join this life on 657 am
do you need prayer whatsapp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.